When I was a child, I look forward to being a lorry driver or a bus driver. I thought if I sat in a lorry, big lorry or a big bus, something big I'd like to drive. I thought I'd all I'd have to do is sit down in that all day and keep driving. I thought there was no work involved in it all. Travelling the country and seeing places. When I came to 15 or 16 years of age, I probably knew that I would get to Ireland. So, thinking of driving the lorry, driving the bus then, to something the best.
This is the story of Herman, a bachelor farmer of advancing years, who lives on his own in County Galway. A man without dreams, or so he says.
My home is my castle anyway. The alchemist, my mother, when she was here, she looked after the grapes. She'd be painting it twice a year. But I'm living on my own now. When I come in, I don't be looking at the walls or the painter or anything. And very seldom there's any people coming in. No. I don't know, it didn't worry me, like. The house nearly, it's a fairly big house, 6 or 7 rooms. And it's hard to keep them all going. I'd be afraid of getting married. I suppose for the responsibility of getting married. And for, say, if a lady took, if I asked a lady now to marry me, she said she would, to no one. I'd be afraid I wouldn't be able to give her a good time, like. I'd be afraid that I'd ruin her life, but I wouldn't live up to it. Or expectations, or. And I wouldn't mind having my own life ruined over it, like, because I miss it. I'm my own boss. I'm my own man, like, and I'd be ruining her life. And the funny, that's all that ever any time now that I had a girl, they'd all say, "Will I marry her?" or something. Jesus, no, she's a lovely girl, no, and all it is. I give her a chance, she could get a better fella, you know. Suppose a lot and got married. But though this girl, I got terrible fond of her. And I suppose I would have married her if she married me. I never asked her, like, but I kept her on too long anyway. She was a nurse. She was nursing down there in the middle of Perth now in Galway. And this patient came in now from Roscommon. And you know that when you get to the TB hospital, you'd have to spend 6 months in there or something. So she was nursing this fella anyway. He happened to be a big farmer down in Roscommon. And within 2 months, she started going to him, she married him. And I was going for about 2 years and never left. I suppose you couldn't blame the girl. Like. And I probably would have married her, if she married me, so she married me. I fixed up this other one in below on Sea Point when I just with Dan Sol and Galway. Lovely looking girl now. And I was talking like that. I was sitting down, I don't know how we got talking anyway. I asked her to dance and she said she wasn't much good at the dancing, you know. So we're talking away anyway, just lovely looking girl. And then I said, there was a slow one, so we'll dance this one. She said, "I have an awful sore leg, you know, like this." And I said, "Maybe we'll go and saw that." And she said, "A kind of a limp in her leg." Now, you wouldn't know so much. You wouldn't know so much to be dancing, but you know to be walking. And she was a lovely, lovely girl. But she always told me that, you know, that she could be married and everything only for the, I don't know what she called it, limp, I call it, anyway. Lame, I suppose, lame or something. She might be better off. She didn't get me in there. I think a lot of them girls were awful looking. They didn't get me. Because I'm a kind of a hero scare them, you know. And probably I might have money 1 week, I mightn't have it next week. And probably the poor devils that see more dinner times than dinners. You know, that's the win. But I had a funny idea that marriage wouldn't work for me, you know. It's a funny idea, you know, that that something had happened and that he'd be the cause of it, you know. Like I said before, that I wouldn't be good enough for her, for the girl, you know. Because I suppose if I got married, I'd get sins. Because I've no sins now, you know. I don't know. It's just the way it is. I think she'd like this song too. Whatever it will be. So there's people joining the priests, and there's people joining the nuns, and there's people getting married, and there's people even getting married, you know. So it takes all kinds. I mean, there has to be a certain amount of bachelors in the country. If they all got married, you'd have no bachelors. You couldn't be talking about anyone. I don't know. I often wonder whether I'm sorry or not. I don't think I'm sorry. There's going to be married all right sometimes, but other times it mightn't be. Do you know what I mean? She could wear up near some night, she came in half drunk or something. Sure, I suppose she'd be right too, maybe. See where the cows are looking at you. We have a great time up here now, though, this bridge here. We're fishing there. And in summertime, the water would go down so low, we'd be able to catch the fish with our hands. And you catch trout now, they'd be up to half pound weight, nearly a pound weight. That's the fish we have now. When we were young one time, in under the bridge. Sometimes then the river would dry entirely, instead of going to school, we'd go in under the bridge. We'd stay there till 3 o'clock and then we'd come home again and make out of school. I remember one night, we went to, no, it was around summertime now, and the weather was very bad. And the farmers know that if we got a few dry days at all, they'd give you any amount of money to make up the hay, you know, because it had to be up in fine weather. But this Sunday, I knew this fella had an awful lot of hay to make, anyway. And we went with him. This is the river in here, now, just have a look. But we went at the hay anyway, and we got a tinner that evening anyway. And tin was an awful lot of money, that's it. And we cycled into Lafayette anyway. Went to the pub, but only about 60 or something, but only started drinking, so we drank 5 or 6 pints all quick. And there was a marquee in the town, you know, for dancing on Lafayette. So we decided to go to the dance, and we went up to the marquee, and this is a queer thing now, but I don't know, should I tell you now or not? We went in anyway to the marquee, so we were well on it. A lot of staggering around, and it was all bikes, that in bikes we could just shoot the bed, you know, 1942 or whatever. And then he went in looking around, and he said, I asked this girl to dance, anyway. And she danced, you know, laughing. So anyway, I fixed her up, and the first thing she said, have you a bike? I said, I have. She was living down below the town a small bit, and she told me she was living down below the town. And I carry her home, the bike, and bear the bike. I said, why wouldn't I? But the next day, anyway, she went for her court, and the boy said to me, are you going to that girl? I might, says I. Jesus, that one's a tinker, I said. I said, she couldn't be a good tinker. But anyway, she came out again, and I said, are you a tinker? I'm not a tinker, she says, I'm a traveller. So I brought out anyone up in the bar of the bike, anyone down now, just down below the town, and she said, pull up now around this storm, you know. And went to a camp on the side of the road, she was a tinker, then. She was a good looking tinker now. And I pulled up anyone. She said, come in a while. I will not go in the town like that. Who's it in? I don't know, and then my father and mother gone to the fair in Ballinasloe, and they'll be there for a couple of days, she said. So I know, I went in. I wouldn't in any of the finish. I remember it was an awful bright moonlight night. I don't know, even not no light, nor anything the same as. But I went in any. So I stood up, she said, sit down, you know. I could see nowhere to sit down, there's not much straw and everything around. I said, well, I said, don't you know, well, there's no furniture in the camp, she says to me. So I sat down the straw, and she sat down the straw beside me. And over her, frack him up or something, you could see her belly. And I said, sorry, no, this is open. So they're all pure yellow. And I said, what, have you a yellow belly or something? No, no, she said, that's from the smoke. She said, when you light the fire in the camp, the smoke goes all around, you know, and goes up around your legs, up and down your body, and that's how it turns into yellow. And it goes out the hole, she says. And I said, what hole? The hole in the canvas, sir. Do you know, there was a hole in the canvas, you could see the moon out. I said, that was the showing the light in. Anyway, make long story short, anyway, not what happened after that, anyway. To the day again, anyway. For the following Thursday, I think it was Sunday, and I cycled in anyway, tried a few more pints. I said, they go down anyway, see what she mean. No, down, no sign of her at all. Camp and all was gone. So that was the end of that story. You know, who was looking? Was she looking? Was I looking? I remember fishing here now one day. There was a big flood in the river. You know, fish with the water when there was flooded in the river. I remember catching 11 trout there in about 5 minutes. But I don't know if you ever hear that. And I caught one now and I lifted them up like that and they slip in again. Just, it was about 2 pound weight. I was telling that to somebody. They said, how is it ordered? The one that goes away is twice as big as ordered, hardly one you catch. Now, wouldn't it be a grand place for a swim? Quite a long time now in the county, and we weren't originally from the, well, we were originally from, but my father and mother went from Mayo. They were both teachers. I think they were teaching in Mayo before. I think, as far as I remember now, my father came first to teach into the school, and he was teaching in some part of Mayo before, and my mother was teaching along with him. They weren't married at the time, so she applied for the job here then, and she got it before the, and then they got married. So then I suppose, I don't know how long you have to be in a county for, they say you aren't to blow in. I think I am to blow in anyway, because I'm so long that I'm in the Stowes Barn. And this place then went up for sale. The house now, a little bit of land down here, my father bought it. That way, I suppose he knew that I was no good for nothing else, but it'd be any good for Fairman or not. I remember going to, nearly the first time when I went to school first, my father and mother was teaching there, and I didn't mind at all going first, but after a while, the one thing I never liked was going to school. In fact, I remember there was a drain outside the school one day, and I got out anyway or something, and I jumped in the drain. I think I was going to drown myself because I hated school. But I had to keep going anyway. And I still go on and to the school up in the mountain now, a place called Skelp. It's supposed to be the highest school in Ireland. Well, they said it was, well, that was nearly as high as the university. They said the highest school in Ireland, you imagine, to the best or something. It was up in a very high hill. So I was going there anyway until I was the age of 14. And I was no good at all at maths, and I was all right now at English or Irish or maybe geography, but as the other subjects, I wasn't much good. So when they couldn't teach me anymore here, when they thought I couldn't, that I wouldn't learn, to send me to school in Galway. Sure, I was there anyway, and they couldn't get any good of me there anyway. But I couldn't learn, I thought I couldn't learn anyway, but the way they kept me going all the time, you know, against my will. I think the more you're sent against your will, the more stubborn you get. Wait till it's made. So I'm going to drift and then an enter and then finish. So they made me do my inter anyway, try failed inter, and that finished me going to school. I came home then, and father said, you'd better stay at home, you might be able to do something in the land when you aren't able to do anything in the classroom. I remember him saying that to me. And I remember him, it was terrible strict. I think the funny, I imagine now, even every, all the local that I went to school with now will tell you, you know, that he was very cross, and he worked a stick an awful lot, I think, more than he should, and I think I got more beaten than anyone, even though lads will tell you going to school now that he didn't spare you, all right, you know. Like there was anything at all, I went on the class and finished back turned and anything went in the class at all, and someone started laughing, I'd be down for it anyway. He was great in spots, like, but we were afraid of our life, him, to anything else. Nothing to be afraid of, in your own house. I remember now there was a room down, the other room now, the parlour, they used to call it, that kitchen, the parlour. And in the nights now, it's like my father and mother would go down there in the room, like, and they had a fire down there, and there was no television, right, and there, really. And then we'd all gather here in the kitchen. And, well, in the daytime, then if they were in the kitchen, we'd be out in the back kitchen there or something, you know. Whereas my mother could come in, my mother, and could sit in her knee, you know. I got angry with my mother. And like, and she was well able to stand up to, like, he could be the boss, but he wasn't the boss, like him. But my mother said in the finish, like, it went down to everybody, like, went down to all of us, like, people will tell you going to school, or people will tell you now to school about, you know, some people now, it's up the mountain, that a lot of people came down from the mountain, that, I mean, they're all down out of it now, like, a lot of people lived up the mountain, that, up above this, where the school is. And some of them now wouldn't have maybe any breakfast in the morning coming. And she'd know the people and she'd give them, she'd have brown bread cut and slices for them. Even the people that tell you the hard thing about, you know, about old time, that's hard to say to me, you know, your father was very tough. But your mother was the best girl in the world. No, I was going to the pub, you know, two, I'd have taught myself too often anyway, nearly every night. Drinking too much anyway, so. I should be sick in the morning, sick from drinking. Next thing, my pocket got sort of sick. But I decided to get out of the thing, anyway, just a good one, anyway. I'd done about a week, anyway. I had enough all day. Did the second week, then I wasn't feeling too good. The third week, worse I was getting. So I decided to go into the doctor, anyway. Examine, he's good, find nothing wrong with me. So he asked me, did I change my lifestyle or anything? I said, I didn't. I said, I got out of drinking. I said, why is it? I drink too much. And he says, what are you doing? Where are you going now? I don't go out at all now. He said, the love of God. He says, I've been since. He says, go out anyway, he says. If you only drink a few minerals, it would go out the crowd anyway. Don't stay at home. But you got never respect down. So that put me back drinking again. And it was a good excuse to go back for a drink again.
The Yankee was down in Connemara and he was walking around, he went to start the church and there was a wedding on the church. So he asked him, said the first when they met outside anyway, who's getting married today? Neither Sugum, he says. So he walked away and he touched. So he came back again in the evening at the funeral and he said to the same bit, who is it? He says, Neither Sugum, he says. He didn't last long, he says. He got back in the morning, didn't he?
I had 4 to 5 pints of what. But you go up and meet the lads, you know, chatting about the weather and chatting about everything. The crops and the weather and the women and the wind and everything. Then after a while, someone would tell a good lie, you know. They said, what could you do then but tell a better one? And they go on like that. So you try and beat all the fella all the time. So that's, you know, I don't think so, the drink is all till they go to the pub. I mean, the drink is all there. They go off for the company and the crack. I think, anyway. It'll be a great crack now up there Saturday nights. They sing song and all the local lads sing. And lads make up songs in, I don't know how they do it, but they do it anyway. But happened on Sunday morning, good friend. Hello, Fetch.
Lovely morning, now.
Tis. What morning? It's the middle of the day, now.
I kept going there, sheep, and I was out and tried to get them in.
What sheep? And why did you find them in the middle of the room?
But I said, well, I don't want to do them, but they're looking over.
Fetch starts Irish, do you hear me?
I'm 10 minutes, if I can't sleep in the night, no more than the day.
You can't sleep? You're not drinking enough, Fetch. You're not drinking enough.
I suppose that could be too hard, but that could be
enough for some kind. Will you be ready now, Tuesday night?
Aye.
You'll be on television.
Oh,
well,
was that right?
The camera there.
I wouldn't be home for the
dog. I wouldn't be home.
I don't think so, no.
What's that you're cutting the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Christmas tree. Yeah, you're getting it in time.
I'm afraid that we got to give it for everybody,
wasn't it? Are they for the fire?
No, he's there. I want to keep them stocking. If I don't leave, he might put them up a bun by.
Somebody's burdened him too, Fetch, now. They've burdened him now when they get swithered.
Well, I don't give them their worth. They've got these burdened. Besides me. Got to be a weather.
It's only for the rain.
We got no rain yesterday now, shall we?
It's great weather only for the rain. Well, the rain is all the week.
I mean, that's all. We should have got this in 20
days. Oh, no, it'll be raining an hour's time.
I'll hope so.
Do you mind?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Well, I don't know, sure, that's the way it goes now, then. Huh? That's the way it goes. This won't take you over a pint now, then, right? This one.
For a pint? Yeah. She wouldn't drink a pint in the middle of the day.
Jesus, I didn't know I got it. I went there after the morning.
Huh? What time did you get up at?
Jesus, up there. I was up to the about 6.
So you were up all night, I see.
And,
up in bed.
I have a seat above the mines and I thought, okay, they were tearing around the bushes and briars on me. Jesus, I got up and I put the first corner above. And then it's down from me. I had to run the other road over and go.
The ladies told you not to talk so fast, Fetch.
Why then? I mean, someone said...
Don't talk.
I can't help it.
Come here, don't talk so fast. Talk it easy. Nice and slowly, Fetch.
Well, I don't know how I know you talk slow, but I don't know how I know you know.
And how do you like Fetch? He lived in his own down there now, and that's the house in there. And do you know what he does the whole week? He stays in bed. And he gets up, he's up on Tuesday morning, I know he's 8 o'clock or anything. And he goes back to Peter's Well for the dole, you know, the dole, I suppose. I don't know whatever he gets in the dole, anyway. But he spins the whole abdomen one day. He stays drinking, he'll come home, then eat a bit and go back again the same evening. And he won't go out again for a week. And I said to him, he gets a loaf or something, I don't know. I said, how do you get hungry? No, he said, when you're in bed, you'll never get hungry, he says. Jesus, I know. If I was off in the bed, I'd have to get up to eat something to eat. But that's his life now, the funny. He got that one over the next 20 years. And he's still alive.
Sometimes when I'm lonesome, I get to Ireland's Own, and a story and things, but I read the back page, and it's written in pen friends, and you read different pen friends. There's a girl here now from. I just read one of them now. Aries girl, living in Munster, fond of country and western music, would like to hear from men. With big firm or civil servant or a guard anywhere in Ireland. So that's one anyway. So that one wouldn't suit me. Separated mother, this is another one. Separated mother from Westmeath would like to hear from men with respectable appearance and with good job. So another one here now in Kerry, would likes animals, especially dogs, wildlife, nature, country, western and Linda Martin type of music, would like to hear from anyone interested in marriage. So I'd probably write a horn now and maybe write a couple of more of them. And you get a rake of letters and you're trying to which one did you write, and which of them did you write? Sorry, which of them would you write? I don't know, to kill an hour in the evening writing. You have great sport in reading the letters and they come back. But I put in an ad myself there one time. I said a rich farmer County Galway. I gave me a rough meet in early 60s. I'd like to meet girl or widows with means or house or something. So I was going to Dublin at the time, and I never thought it was possible. I never dreamt of anything after that. And I came home, there was a big envelope inside the door, and about 20 or 30 letters inside it. So they were all meant to get married. There was widow women and ones that separated and girls that never got married. I couldn't buy 20 stamps and write it. 20 didn't rob me. So I picked out 3 or 4 of them. And I wrote them. They all answered me. I remember one girl now, I wrote her a few times, seemed to be very interested, like, and she seemed to be a nice girl, but she asked me anyway, would I meet her? She was from Kerry. And I said, how could we meet anyway? I said, we could meet in Limerick. And I said, I could get in the bus. I'd have the free travel now. So. And I said, where? And she said, there's a hotel just across from the station. So I said, she'd be there at 1 o'clock, and the bus, my bus anyway, came in around 12:30, and I went down to the hotel, and I had to look around first, so I went in and I had a drink. So I came out, didn't she, to be there 1 o'clock. And I came out anyway. And I saw this one coming down, she's looking all around, you know, and I said, that's surely her now. I let her go in anyway, she went in looking for me, and she came out. I was still there anyway. But anyway... I stood there and she stood there and she came over. And I was going to say something, she was going to say something. She walked past again. I suppose she was waiting for me to say something. But then I said, would you be such a boy from Galway? I am, said I. Well, I'm such a woman from Kerry. So we were talking anyway. And I asked her what she'd like. A drink. No, I said, she doesn't drink. But I said, I'll have a cup of tea, she says. So she came in and I got a cup of tea anyway. And I asked her what she had a sandwich. No, she said she'd have a biscuit or some special biscuits. But she... Whatever happened to anyone that was, we were talking, or that was excitement, and she got the biscuit, and the biscuit goes her breath or something. And she started coughing. It was an awful way to put it. And yeah, she was coughing so bad, I thought she was going to die or something, but who knows? Anyway, she said, it's an awful sorry thing when she stopped the coughing. But it turned me against her anyway, so she said, do you know what we'll do now? We'll go down the town. She said, oh, Jesus, I'm in an awful hurry. She said, there's a cow calf, and I have to go back in the next bus. So I said, we'll meet again. I said, we will. But yes, I just happened to go up on the bus, just gone out, and I hopped on it. So that finished that anyway. And there was a cow calf, and you'd have to be home on the cow calf. Are you with me? But, and then I wrote to another girl, and she sent me her photograph anyway. So they had to be wedding up near the place anyway, and I asked her, would she come to this wedding? I said she wouldn't. I met her at the wedding anyway. And yes, she was. I found her great old crackling. Good fun. She was a widow woman. So she asked me down to her house, and then I went down and spent a couple of days with her. Then it started to get serious, and when things get serious, that's the time I get excited. Well, it didn't excite, I don't know. When things get serious, I get sort of panic. I said, no, is she after me now for the house or the land, or... Is it love her? And then I said, how could I love her or something? She having 3 kids or something. So she got a letter from her. Well, about once a fortnight, I'd write a bit of a letter into her again. Just trying to continue on, keeping an even balance. But I didn't go down then for a long time. And I'd say I'm going down now soon. And I'd always have some excuse. There was a cow sick, or there was a... Some excuse. But I was up in the pub there, the local pub there, one Sunday morning. And pub, something wrong. There was a sports up there, and the pub was packed for Sunday morning. And the girl that's working in the pub, Patricia, you know, it's probably closing at 2 o'clock or 1:30 anyway. But I was out there with a crowd of lads, and the place is full. Like, you see people coming in and out of Pless Nora Marston, so I was just going to go around the lads, and Patricia said, you're running down there in the corner. I said, who wants me? There's a girl down there in the corner, she went, and I looked down, gee, who was it but this girl? And she had her daughter with her and her boyfriend. So I went down and she nearly died. And I said, how'd she find out where I lived and everything? So I think she thought I'd bring her down to the house anyway, but they said, we'll go into Gart now. So I went into Gart and made a meal in Gart. So we came out, or
daughter's boyfriend had a car. We came out and went into the pub above, and there was music in the pub that night. It was Sunday night, so I had a few dances. And I think she thought that I'd say, well, you'll stay tonight, and whatever. I wasn't going to say it because I wasn't prepared anywhere. So I went, drove back to where she was from anyway that night. So I didn't see her since. So I'm planning to go down all the time now. I think I'll run out of excuses soon. So I suppose when that's over, I'll write again. Some other pen friend will keep me going for another while. Keep me up to fight anyway. I up there, I'll be up there now in the pubs most night, most Sunday nights now. There's always been there. I don't know if that's a few women. But I don't know, let's see, can I explain it. I wouldn't like to be the one woman all the time, don't know. I want to mix them, like. I dance with different women, I don't dance with the one woman all the night, you know. Why do I taste them? I kiss them, I mean. Somebody said they taste them now instead of kissing them, it lasts longer. Even the first time I went to bed, I shouldn't be telling you, I didn't know what to do. She said, well, you tickle me toes. I tickled her toes. She said, stop. I said, don't stop. I don't. She said, and I said, stop. And she said, don't. And then she started talking very fast. Don't stop. No. So I didn't know what to do, didn't I? She was saying, don't, want him to stop. And then she started talking very fast. Don't stop. I don't know. Do you stop, like? You go to bed, you'll sleep, or if you don't, you'll do whatever she tells you, like. And then she says, you carry on, you'll carry on. She says, stop. I don't know. But when she'd say, don't stop, then, and stop. I stop. I don't. And then I don't stop, you know. So when she went up in the hymns, you wouldn't know what to do. I never considered myself a good farmer. Fair farmer. I suppose I was a good farmer years ago when I was a young fellow. So I wouldn't consider myself a real good farmer. I have the land set now for the last, I suppose, 14 or 15 years because I'm pinching age now and I'm not able to work like I was then. So I was said to a neighbour, and the neighbour is very good to me. Anything I want, he does it for me. Anytime I'm sick, he brings me to the doctor, free of charge. And he's a good fella. He looks after her very well and manures it and everything, keeps it going. So I'm quite happy with him. And I think he'll have the use of it while I'm alive now. Now, there's only two of us left now, the family, between the father and mother now. Or six, seven of us, there's only two of us left now, Patricia and myself. My mother was mad for me to get married. She wanted me to get married, right or wrong. She said, I'd die happy if you were married. And I said, I'll get married after a while. After a while, it'll be too late, and after a while.
Let's see, this time put your hands together down
there for the daddy on the wall and said, Herman. Herman, how many things for my son? Come on, Herman. All Herman needs is a small bit of applause now. Well, you're also going to have this time before. He's shy but willing, like a cowboy on the ball.
This is a special request from my poor lady friend.
Two of them. Not one, but two. It's for that the last election that me Uncle Paddy got in. He was always fond of politics, so I see he said he'd win. He made some fancy promises to the people, one and all. That's how he was elected as a member of the Dáil. Now me uncle is a TD, me boys, me uncle is a TD. That's the very reason why nothing worries me. Me sister should made a foreman, so she never built a wall. So that's the best of heaven, and uncle in the Dáil.
I go down to the local pub roughly three nights a week. It's a Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Nice now. And the most thing, you go down to the pub because the weekends are the best, because lads have money for the weekend. They mightn't have any money Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday. And you go up to the pub and you meet, just, it isn't for the drink at all, you go to the pub, just to meet the lads. That, well, the drink is some part of it. Meet the lads in the crack. Maybe someone telling a good joke, someone don't try to make it a better joke. Another fella telling a good lie, and she would like to make a better lie, but then she would like to go out on top, hasn't it? So it goes from that to that. More people come in, a couple of girls will come in, you chat them up. Really waiting to be chatted up, anyway. And you could say that 2 hours maybe you'll spend in the pub. It'd be only like half an hour. It'd be like 10 hours at home. They go so fast. I'd like to go so fast, like the 2 hours in the pub. If you were 2 hours sitting down at home, you think to about half a day. So you want some relaxation after the week. If you can't go out and have this one bit of crack, so it's a laugh day, I think. Maybe at home. When I don't go to the pub, then sure, I used to stay at home, and I'm living on my own. I'm lucky enough I have television. If I had television and the radio, I don't know what I'd do. All you could do is start thinking. All kinds of different things. Thinking what I missed and what I didn't miss, and what I lost and didn't lose. What I drank and what I didn't drink, and what I spent and what I didn't spend. And to be all bothering you. And you get your coat and out the door and up to the pub. Oh, forget all that. No worries then. You have to have something to drown your worries to. That's the way I look at it.
Now, little Miss Muffet, sat in her tuffet, eating her cards and whey. The can be spider, and he died down beside her, she don't puff it back off away. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N. No, the Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now, Mrs. Brown had triplets, and she wasn't satisfied. The next day she had twins, because one of the triplets died. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N. No P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now there was an old man from Nantucket. He put all his money in the bucket. His daughter named Nan ran away with a man and asked for the bucket Nantucket. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N. No P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now there was an old girl in belly glass. She had a magnificent ass, not rounder than pink, and you probably think it was grey, had long ears and it dress. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N. No P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now Mary McGuinn, she joined the nuns. She wouldn't let anyone near her, but a little black monk hopped into her bunk. And now to the Mother Superior. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N. No P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
If you enjoyed this documentary, you might like to listen to our other Documentary on One productions. Visit rte.ie/docon1.